following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always a pleasure, John.
And we are starting the Christina Lu Show. Now, I wasn't here. Oh, nobody was here last week. Because it was Thanksgiving, so we did a repeat show. And the week before, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But I know Rebecca is always, she's wonderful, does a great job. And more importantly, you know, she's always willing to adjust her schedule. And she knows that I appreciate everything she does, not only for me, but for the team. Very, very. I mean, she's part of the team at the end of the day. She's not, you know, she calls herself, I don't know what she calls herself, guest host or something. She's not. She's a host. I'm a host. She's a host. That's the end of it. But I know she always, she goes as a second tier in my mind, and she's not. Honestly,
she comes off the bench.
Right. So anyway, what's going on, Christina?
Hello, guys. I know. I just want to quickly address something in the first segment, and because I was thinking that, you know, around these times are very difficult, and it's easy to lose faith in humanity sometimes. But I think it's just hearing about organizations like that. And, you know, it was, we were talking on the break. It's a heavy topic, obviously. But people that do stuff like that are special people. And I think it's important to give kudos to those people. And they're certainly angels. So when you think that there's, you know, bad people in the world, you know that there's some really good people. And I think that's lovely, before I get like emotional, for a change, guys. I'm glad we're back together. I feel like it's been so long, actually. I was sitting here thinking like, oh my God, I hope I still got it. We are fully in the holiday season. You know, it's Thanksgiving goes, and then it's boom. I wish I could give you guys a tour of the Casa de Lu, because it is fully decorated.
Oh, is it really? You're done completely?
Jay and I, my little elf of a husband, completed all of our hard work. Last night we put our tree up. It's got the lights on, the ornaments, which, I mean, the amount of ornaments, I wish I could throw up a picture right now of the ornaments that I have collected throughout my life. But it's my favorite part of the holiday season.
That's shocking.
It's so, okay, you know what it is? I just love, you know, and we'll get to the town events, but I have to say, I just love some ornaments in general.
Just to interrupt you, Christina.
Yeah.
Just so you understand, we need to talk about the town, but the Christina Lu Show is 59 minutes, Christina, 1 minute the town. So don't worry, we'll get to the town.
All right, good. As long as we're all on the same page. But, you know, it was really, like I said, I think it's certainly important to, like I said on previous shows, to really, listen, this year is certainly hard and difficult for many, but, you know, to do these little things, and it makes you feel good. You know, when I look around the house, I mean, most of my time is in my house. So it's really nice to look around and enjoy all the Christmas stuff. And it gives a nice feeling.
Now, Christmas is upon us, but Thanksgiving just passed.
Yes.
How did the Thanksgiving session go for
like
you,
I said,
John?
Yeah, our Thanksgiving was great. We, you know, it was just my family and my household. So it was my mom, my dad, my brother. So it was just a nice, quiet little thing at home. And I ate turkey for days after. And that was a success for me, you know, but it was just certainly an emotional time. But it was nice to be together. How was everything for you guys?
We did what my wife had recommended. We wound up, she bought a 22-, 23-, 24-pound turkey. She cooked it and divided it up. We made four trays, mashed potatoes and stuffing and everything.
Excuse me, how come Otto and I weren't on this list?
We went around that morning. Well, not that morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, actually, and delivered it. Now, one son-in-law doesn't eat turkey. So then she went out and she had bought filet mignon. So each person got an uncooked filet mignon to do what they wanted with, which, you know, throw it in the oven for a half hour or put it in the freezer and for another time. And so, and everybody, you know, ate it. We Zoomed later in the day for a little bit, but for some reason the Zoom didn't work. I don't know what happened, but it was nice. And the Steph's mother came to us. And then what happened was, I was in my den. I ate by myself in the den, and Steph and the mother ate in the kitchen, because Steph was like, you stay there, my mother and I. I just more for nerves with Corona and everything else.
I think she was just trying to get rid of you, John. I think,
I think so too. But it was nice.
They had a good excuse for a change.
Exactly. I believed it, actually. And so we already started talking about Christmas, which is going to be the same. I said, the only thing is with Christmas, last Christmas, I was sick. And actually, I spent most of Christmas in bed, but I came down for the gift opening.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was wild. I mean, I loved this. And that's the only thing. I don't miss the food, but I have six grandkids. And when they're ripping stuff apart and you see their faces, good and bad, all of a sudden you get, this is it? I'm like, oh, come on, I want to smack. And then, you know, so I don't know what we're doing there. I definitely have to coordinate. I want to open the present.
Yeah. Zoom.
But before we get to Christmas, I don't know what happened with you guys in Thanksgiving.
Well, we started out, we met one daughter and her two children about 4 days before before Thanksgiving. And we had dinner with her. Then we went on Thanksgiving Day to one of our other daughters with her husband, and her son. And we all sat at, we had a turkey dinner put out on a buffet, basically. And we all had our own snack table in the living room. Okay. So we didn't sit near each other. There were five of us. And then the next day, I went to my other daughter, and it happened to be a beautiful day. So we sat outside with a fire pit on and had takeout, and that kind of took care of that part of it. But one of the highlights, believe it or not, was a Zoom call with the family Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, Thanksgiving around 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And there were 18 of us on the Zoom call. And you know me, ahead of time, I sent out a few questions that we were all going to take.
Oh, my God, this guy. He just gets better and better every week, John, really.
And what we did was, because if you've ever been on a Zoom call with a lot of people, it can be super chaotic and not enjoyable, to be blunt about it. So what we did was everybody had 2 minutes in alphabetic order by your name to answer these questions and say what else they felt like saying. And it worked out great.
And what were the questions, Otto?
You know, well, what are you thankful for? You know, what do you look forward to when this is all over? Looking back in your life, you know, what do you think you're going to do in the future? But then there was another part. One of my grandsons came up with a Thanksgiving trivia questions, and he answered. Asked the questions, and everybody got a chance to answer the questions. But the Zoom call worked out really good. That I can't remember all the questions right now. There weren't that many. There were like three. But basically, just to give everybody a chance to talk,
yeah.
You know, what are you thankful for? What would you wish that we could be doing? You know, what do you want to do next year that you couldn't do? That kind of thing. And it worked out great, and everybody really enjoyed it. You know, we have a grandson who lives in Denver. My son lives in Pennsylvania. He didn't come in. Normally he would with his two boys, but, you know, there's no sense to it because we weren't going to have a big gathering anywhere. So it worked out. You know, you go through the trials and tribulations of making these decisions as to what you're going to do. Like John, you talk about, you know, what you really would like to do and what your wife thinks maybe you should do because of your situation. And even though your situation is a little more extreme, if you will, than a lot of other health situations for people, everybody still has to think a little bit about you know, what kind of exposure, like our daughter who we went to on Thanksgiving is a teacher in Hicksville. They have stuff happening there all the time. She basically even wears a mask when we're with her, you know, because she's concerned about transmitting anything.
Right.
So you have to be, you know, it's unfortunate. I was just thinking it's almost 9 months coming up next week or close to it that I remember. March 16th is like a D-Day, you know, like Pearl Harbor Day, if you will.
Yeah, for real.
It's a long time, 9 months. People have babies in 9 months.
Yeah. And,
you know, Christmas is coming. That's going to be a mess. New Year's Eve, that's low on my problem list because I no longer go out on New Year's Eve. You know, but it would have been a problem a few years ago.
We'll be
back to St. Patrick's Day, which is what started this whole thing.
I know. So. It's just, but you know what it is? It's like I said, it's very easy to get caught up in all the things. And listen, it happens to me like on a daily basis, you know, when you get, you know, like sad about whatever the case might be. But I think it's so nice, you know, what you shared. Both of you kind of did a different, unique kind of way to still celebrate the holiday. Of course, it looked a little different, you know, but I think it's, I think that's what the learning lesson is about through all this. And like I said, everyone's circumstance is certainly different. But doing something like that, you know, it's nice to not have things just go unnoticed. You know, I think that's the important thing, about finding a way. And like I said, it's different for everyone, but kind of finding your groove. So it's not these beautiful holidays and things you look forward to just don't disappear. You know, you kind of do it in a different way. So I think that's, certainly, I think people thinking outside the box is a great thing this time of year. So
that's what you have to do. Actually, just the other day, you know, I give to lots of different organizations, not a lot of money, but just, you know, and one of them is an Indian group, you know, American Indians. And you know what? We're going to go in for a break. So it's just a cute, quick story. I'm going to tell it when we come back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.